Well, welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Shamari, and we're going to do the first video. Don't worry, there's audio too, so sometimes you guys aren't going to know what the hell I'm talking about, which is fine. But, first one. I'm super nervous, excited. Anyway, so today we're going to talk about Dateline NBC. It was Monday's episode, and it's the episode about Lori Daybell and the updates on that. It's season 28, episode 32, on the telephone. So they've been doing that shit for a minute. And so they did Melanie, the friend. Melanie, not the crazy cousin, the crazy friend. Bitch is crazy. Anywho, so I watched the one with my best friend, Nate Eaton, and that's just a joke, you guys. I've never even met him. We would be best friends, but I've never even met him. Anywho, so I watched his with her, and I was angry then. Okay, for one, that she hadn't been charged with anything, because I think it's weird that she hasn't. Either she took a deal, or she's going to take a deal, or there's something, because it's just, you don't know what she knew, and nothing happened to you. At least I hope to God you don't. I don't hope that, like, my friend can divulge everything to me and me know everything and I just sit my ass on it and nothing happens to me. I hope that doesn't happen. It could. But to say that you're naive when honestly just makes, I don't want to use the word dumb because I know everybody's going to be like, don't say that. It's not a nice word. No, like, you're not naive, you're dumb. I'm sorry, but in what universe would your friend come to you and be like, so me and my side man, he has a portal in my closet, and I go sit in my portal and I connect to him. Right there, bitch, you are crazy. Crazy as hell. But to be fair, it's kind of weird because, like, their relationship only started in 2018. So for them to go from she's teaching the Lord's business and everything to crazy Lori likes your class that you're teaching. So then in the hallway, she's like, hi, I'm Lori. You're like, hi, I'm Melanie. Best friends. Let's take a trip. Okay. And I've taken trips with my friends. I don't think I've taken a trip with anybody I've met in like a day. But maybe in that month we became friends. Who knows? But I don't know. So they take this trip, right? And then we go to this crazy guy and we hear his stories and we're like, ooh, lights my fire. That's what Lori says. Anywho. And she just waltzes on up to him and she's like, hi, I'm Lori. And then they start talking. And then they get burner phones, like 50 or 60 fucking phones they found. Because for some reason, these people don't understand that once you're done with a burner phone, you toss it in the trash. They didn't. They kept them, from what I understand. They have been located. There's like an actual headcount of devices and phones and whatnot. So we'll see what happens with that. But, dude, I don't like her. Like, I just don't. There's something so shady about her. Like, okay, so your friend tells you, well, this dude calls, okay? Not even your friend. This dude calls and he's like, hey, your husband, he's now a zombie. And so now he has to, well, he doesn't say now he has to die. He's just like, hey, just so you know, he's now a zombie. Okay. Cool. And then this dude tells you, oh, your daughter's a zombie. Ooh. And then he tells you, oh, no, but your little boy's a zombie. He's a zombie, too. And this K is Charles's sister. She's a zombie, too. Well, she's dark or some shit. But no one, he is not calling you up and being like, my wife's a zombie. Or my child's a zombie. Or my fucking neighbor's a zombie. Or the lady at the bank. Or anything. Okay? It is just, hey, Lori, girl, the people around you, all of them are zombies. Every last one of them. Every one. And she's like, well, according to Melanie, she's like, maybe. But no, dude, either people are gullible. I mean, hey, we got cults and everything else, and this technically was a cult. So technically, but I mean, they're all fucking crazy. And so I, that's what I think about that. Give it the good old gob. You guys, I just can't. I don't understand how you don't report this to someone before. I understand how you have your friend's back and like her man drops dead. And the fact that your best friend does not tell you that her husband dropped dead for 4 days. And he didn't even just drop dead. Your brother killed him. Your brother. So, right there, red flags. So, I wish I had one. So, right there is just automatically, that's a point against you. Okay? Point. Already, besides the fact that, like, you're already dicking down a married dude and everybody's aware we're married. We've been married for fucking ages, like 28 years or some crazy amount of time. But, so, besides that, so, like, already, isn't that, like, one of, like, the top 10 commandments? I'm pretty sure it is. I'm not sure exactly what order they are, but I'm pretty sure keeping your dumb ass faithful is, like, upward on the spectrum, I would think, or the levels or whatever. And if my friend comes to me and she's like, girl, I've already lived on this planet 5 times and bitch, I've already had like 20 something lives. You what? No. Unless we're like high, you know, on some like shit or something. There's no way that that's okay. There's no way that I'm going to be like, And she's going to be like, you. I don't even know. They didn't even say how many Melanies had. She didn't even come out with her number. But like, I'm assuming on the list that she's like, oh, look, you're right here with your 14 lives and you've only been to this universe twice. I don't know. They never said. But like, if she believes that that happens and there's like this list of all these people, obviously you have had lives too. So you're fucking crazy. Who thinks that that's okay? That's it. It's beyond nuts. And then the last night that you see JJ, right? The next morning during Nate's interview, you don't even bring this up. And Nate's interview, you're like, children aren't on this planet anymore, I can tell you that. And you smile through the whole thing. Almost as annoying as Lori fucking walking and not talking, you know? Ugh, fucking annoying. So, you have that. And then, when you're talking to Dateline, you're like, oh yeah, and Alex said, you don't even want to know what happened. Where the fuck was that the first time? For one. And for two, Why did you not leave that instant and call the police? People around you that are zombies are dead. Gone. And you find out that this precious little boy that you just saw turned into a zombie, and she was trying so hard to convince you, but you weren't quite sure she was telling you the truth. You leave, and you're just like, she won't. She's a good person. What in your fucking friendship has led you up to that point to make you believe that she is a good person? What? At what point in time? Why is she not in jail? Like, not even in jail, at least charges of some sort. Withholding information. She knew he was dead within hours, okay? If her little story, you knew where the children were this whole time. And then you want to be crazy and you want to be like, I was hiding. From who? The dead guy? The crazy bitch in jail? Or the fucking weird looking dude? Who were you scared of? Who were you hiding from? The police. My opinion. And like, during the whole interview, people are going to think what they want to think. No, girl, we're all going to come to the same conclusion. You held on to some shit and you're shady as fuck. Bottom line. It is mind-blowing to me. And then the neighbors and everybody else, how everybody else, now that we know the children were dead, because we didn't know that before, now that we know, and we know that they were in Chad's backyard, which, really, no one fucking knew that was going to happen. But now that we know that, now everybody is like, I should have reported that one thing that one time, that one day. I should have. No, and the only reason any of you are even coming forward is because you're like, oh shit, the news van is outside of Chad's house. Hurry up, family. Let's go tell our story. That's insane. And then you want to be like, oh, now that I recall, they were having bonfires when they normally never, ever, ever do. That was odd. But I did tell the cops like this after they came and everything else 100 times. I did tell them right before they found the bodies. And right after I heard that there was bodies for sure, that's when I told them 100% that bonfire was out of the question. It was weird. No, dude. Like, everyone knew from the beginning that children were missing. Okay? Missing. That is when you come forward and you're like, hi, I'm Chad Daybell's neighbor. I almost called him Gaybell. Daybell's neighbor. And he had a weird bonfire the other day. He never normally does. I'm not saying it's children. I'm just saying he normally doesn't. He did. Maybe you guys should check it out. No, we're going to sit on that shit. And then we're going to get told by the fucking people who commit the crime, JJ turned into a zombie. And we're going to sit on that. For months. Not forever, but for months. And then we're going to be like, what do you mean, lie to the police? I am so confused. What do you mean you didn't go drop him off with Kay at the airport in the middle of the night? Huh? Girl, the fuck you trying to play? America's not dumb. Like, we may be going through some shit right now, but we are far from dumb. And it's like she's trying to convince all of us. And if anybody noticed, the first time she talked to Nate, okay, the first time she did an interview, the whole time, okay, she's like, oh yes, the children are not on this planet anymore. Very sad. oh well. But you want to sit there and talk for about good 15, 20 minutes on how these two monsters are meant to be. And it's so sad to you that they are apart. Okay, weird. And then you want to be like, Lori likes pretty things and it's really sad that she can't be pretty. She's a monster, girl. Friend or not. Friend or not. My friends are crazy ass women. Crazy as hell. But I guarantee you, if one of them pulled some bullshit like this, you would not see me sitting in front of a fucking camera being like, it is so sad she can't be with that psychopath man. It is so sad. No. Mm-mm. Hmm. Oh, man. You didn't really, no one learned anything new from the Dateline episode, I don't think, and at least I didn't. And if you follow the case, you definitely didn't learn anything new at all. It was a waste of an hour. You're never going to get back. But really, I don't even know, as sad as it is, I don't know why they were making one, an episode, an update episode, really, until the kids were discovered, but it was in the works before. And, like, Chad getting arrested and everything happened during their interview. So, like, it was, like, news to them while it happened and everything else. So, the only reason why anybody was even rehashing this is because of her story. And her story didn't change. Except for now, instead of loving the fuck out of Lori and munching on her, you know, that, you know. I just did scissors, just so everybody knows. Because, like, she was. I've never seen a girl sit there and ooh and ah over a chick so much in my life. Especially one who's in jail for their children being missing. And you know that her kids are actually dead. And you're sitting there and you're like, it's just so sad. She likes to be pretty. Mm. She can't be with the love of her life. I am pretty sure they got them portals set up by now. Like, I wouldn't even trip. They got the portals, they're fine. And, like, the fact that, like, y'all want to bring Oprah Winfrey into some shit, she has enough right now, okay? She was just found out that she was on the Epstein flight log. Mm. Everybody's always known something shady about Oprah. I don't know, I've never really watched Oprah. Everybody says she's shady, though, so I'm just gonna go with it. But now you want to say that Oprah's like the most evil person on the planet, like the worst evil person. I don't know, maybe. Who knows, honestly. But like, I don't, dude, the whole thing. And like on Nate's interview, you want to sit there and be like, well, I never looked at the paper because I didn't feel privileged. But then you're talking to Dateline and you're like, so I read it. It was Oprah. And we didn't even talk to the crazy niece. Like, Dateline didn't even go and talk to that work, that piece of delightness. And she's fucking crazier than this other Melanie. Both Melanies are nuts. Both of them. Guys, can you imagine being Lori's family, though, and eating that big sack of crow? I mean, I don't blame them, though, to be honest. To be dead honest, I don't blame them, because even if it was my sister and she was acting fucking nutty, I would still be like, hell no, she didn't kill no fucking kids. I still would do that. Even though, not knowing, I would automatically assume my sister didn't kill her kids. Oops, sorry, knocked over the camera. But, like, I don't know. And, like, now there's, like, a GoFundMe page for Colby and everybody. There's a lot of people drawing up hate over it. But can you imagine trying to be Colby right now and trying to keep a job? Like, no shit, people. All of you hound dogs in the media, everybody else, fucking, there's no way any company would be like, yes, this is completely fine. Cameras outside trying to harass you, trying to harass everyone you work with to get, what is Colby? Is Colby sad? Is Colby sad? What's Colby doing? You know what I mean? Like, dude's lost everything. Could you imagine that? Like, you think shit's copacetic, right? The only thing that you think is, like, my sister's kind of being weird because she won't call me. So you just think that that's weird. You're like, I don't know why she's like hating and won't like call me. She'll text me, but she won't call me. So like, that's the only thing you think. And then it goes, right? And then everybody's like, where's your siblings? And he's like, I don't know. And like, ask your mama. And he's like, you know what I mean? It's crazy. All at once, just bloop onto his lap. I can't wear my glasses. It's sad. Anyway, sorry, I just had to point that out. But, like, I don't even know. And then you have to go to her court and, like, she, like, has that smug-ass smile on her face and that god-awful red lipstick and... I don't even know, you guys. Like, I just... The whole thing. And at first, I won't even lie. If you listen back to, like, the first episodes I did about Lori and them, I even said that Colby was weird because his first YouTube video he did was just weird. It was weird. But, like, if you've ever videotaped yourself, you know why it was weird. He's sitting there talking to himself and getting no interaction with anyone. So it's weird because you don't know exactly what to say or how to phrase it in your head. Every day when I sit down in front of this microphone, I'm like, oh, here it is. It's going to be killer. And then I get in front of it and I'm like, you know, I don't know what to do. So, and then I watched the one where the guy from the news down there in Arizona or whatever talked to him and he had someone to like ask him questions and be like, okay, well, why did you say this? What does this actually mean? And then my heart broke for him. And I'm like, oh shit, he really is just a scared, concerned sibling that doesn't know where his siblings are. And he was being hounded to say something publicly. And so he made a weird ass video. It was sad. And so my heart breaks for him now, and especially now that he needs all this help. And don't get me wrong, there are a bunch of people who have donated to him, and he is going to be, I believe, somewhat fine. And I think it's kind of not Kay's business, but really, if you get $1 million and the child that the $1 million was given to you for has now passed on, you can throw a little bit of money Colby's way, you know? Like how, there's no way JJ's funeral is going to be $1 million. There's no way. And especially with all the donations and everything else that's going to be given to the families. There's no way it's going to cost that much. So, I don't know. Is it kind of fucked up to think that? Maybe it is. Because it's really like Kay and Colby are two different. But they do have history. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I don't know. I feel, oh my God. And let's talk about Miss K and them. I don't know. It's so sad. The whole thing is so sad. But I don't know the dateline. I want July to come. I do. I really do. I want July to come because then hopefully, even though that Chad's like already said, he's like, oh, I'm not guilty. Let's do the jury trial or whatever, which I still think is not a smart idea or a smart move to do, but whatever. I don't know. I think I want the autopsies to come out for one, but I heard that they might not release them because they're a minor, but then again, I'm not sure. So I don't know. Like, I want to know exactly what those monsters did to those babies because, well, I think JJ was suffocated. I think I'm pretty confident in saying that. Almost 100% for me, anyway. Tylee, though, dude, I don't know because that one's sad because that one, that little girl, I assume, and especially Annie, one of the ladies who listens to this sent me a thing and it was another medium. That little girl knew what was going to happen to her, unfortunately. And I truly believe that. And so that is sad. And I hope they can tell us, at least tell the public, because I think as a public, we deserve to know, especially us here in Idaho, not saying Arizona or other states or anybody else hasn't mourned these children like we have, but we had took them in, you know what I mean? They weren't even here in Idaho very long, and they are Idaho's children. So it's just, I don't know. The whole thing is just so fucking sad. So sad. And I really hope that we get to know more, and that they don't, I hope they keep it as open as they has been, as it has been, because so far everything's somewhat either gotten leaked out pretty fast or been released pretty fast to the public. Sorry, the camera's moving, but I don't know. I really don't. So that Dateline. Oh, and it's, you got to remember when you go to look for it, it's the Dateline NBC. Okay. Not Dateline Secrets Uncovered or anything like that. The Dateline NBC. So go on, go and watch it. If you didn't watch it with the rest of America, I even made my husband watch it. And the whole time he's looking at me, he's like, what the fuck? What the fuck? I'm like, yeah, bro. I heard speculation. This is just speculation. I am not saying this is fact, and I'm not saying it's true at all. It is completely hearsay. But on this group I'm in, that someone said on there that the daughter and the son-in-law might be in trouble too. Something about the remains. And I already said that that shit was fishy. I already said it. But yeah. And so on top of it being just a normal Thursday, it's my mom's birthday. So happy birthday, Mom. She's in my living room right now, so it's kind of weird. But happy birthday. I love you. You're amazing. And thank you for all that you do. But, and then another thing. So there's memes going around about it. And someone asked me on Twitter, is this true? Does Idaho do this? We do. So what we do is there's a group on a thing. And we gave each other our addresses. Just a whole bunch of bitches, you know. And we drop off anonymous booze baskets on your door. Ding dong ditch ya. Run away. Woohoo! And you get booze for free. And my dear friend from work, Amber, did it to me. And she got me these cool wines. So I just want to brag for a second. Even though they're like, you can get these at, I think Walmart or Winco, doesn't matter. I don't care about the price. I really don't. She's fucking amazing no matter what. But she loves my true crime. Mm-hmm. So pretty. I love it. I don't even like want to mess with them because I just love the look of them so much. But I told her I couldn't give her a shout out on Tuesday's episode because it was already recorded. So I told her I'd give you one on this one. And it's my first video one too. So it's even more special for her. We work together in the hell of the Walmart. Just kidding. I'm not kidding. Wink, wink. I can't wink. So wink, wink. But yeah, guys, that was the episode for this week. I had to get it out there that I believe she's shady. And just in case she gets charged and goes down too, I can't make an episode and be like, I thought the whole time. Because it'd be too late. But I really did. I really believe it. This whole time, that woman's evil. She knows some more. Way, way more than what she's saying. And I just, I don't know, girl. I don't know about you. I want to see where this goes. I know on Dateline, and if anybody watched Nate Eaton's little thing with him, like a little side piece, they think that this is going to be like a drawn out thing. I honestly don't. I don't think that this will be a year's process. I don't. I think Chad's going to, for one, I think Chad is going to be the one who's going to want to be done and over with it. And I don't see it taking forever. I don't. I want to, oh man, especially Tammy. Ooh, I want to know her autopsy. Like everything needs to just, whoop, you know, come together. Let's do this. But I don't know. I hope so. All I know is justice will be done in some way, shape, or form. Unfortunately, this is one of those cases that everybody involved will forever be haunted by their actions and their decisions. Whether you get justice in the courthouse or justice on the street, and I'm not meaning like justice or bang bang or nothing like that. I'm not meaning that. I'm meaning your life. People have a way of making you hate yourself so much that you solve our problem. You know what I mean? Or not even that. Just, it makes it hard. Everything that you do, you will forever be judged. And I think that sometimes for the people who get away with it, is justice enough. Because no matter what, people will forever and always ask Melanie every time they see her, why did you let them die? At least JJ. And granted, if she would have turned the information over that day, he already would have been killed and disposed of and all of that. But this wouldn't have been a thing. This wouldn't have been a whole missing persons drawn out thing. This would have been, we now know exactly what happened. The time wouldn't have lapsed. The remains would have been better preserved. There's a million things that would have handled better if she would have came forward the day that she, quote unquote, got told she didn't want to know what happened to him. I'm sorry. I don't care how naive. You live under a rock. If you're that naive, you're silly. And when I call you silly, it's my way of calling you the S word. You're silly. If you honestly believe people believe that you are that naive, you're silly. I just don't like her. Hands down. Don't like her. That's just my own personal opinion, though. And my own little review of Dateline. So, I don't know. Hopefully you guys liked it and agree. Because I know. Believe me. I read all the comments. And I watched the live parties and all the nonsense. I am not the only one who says this. I am not the only one who believes this. I may be the only one who says it out loud. But that bitch is crazy and something is wrong with her and she needs some charges or some sort of something needs to be done. Something. She needs to be accountable for holding that information to herself. My opinion. But yeah. Hopefully you guys like it and we will do videos on Thursdays and Thursdays only because y'all, I just don't have enough in me. So, to sit here in front of the camera because it makes me very, very nervous and everything else. I just don't like it. I like it, but I don't. I guess I shouldn't say I don't like it. But anyway, so yeah. So the show reviews will be done on video and on audio for YouTube purposes. So yeah, hopefully you guys liked it. And don't forget to follow me on Facebook at It Is What It Is, a true crime podcast. Or on YouTube, It Is What It Is, a true crime podcast. Or on Instagram, It Is What It Is, pod 19, all one word, no spaces. Or on Twitter, at It Is What It Is 208, because that's where I'm from. Oh, and a side note, even though it's my mom's birthday, you guys, this is my original birthday. Like, this is when I was due, but I didn't come. Because I'm hard-headed. And everybody keeps asking me why I keep pointing out my birthday. And just so y'all motherfuckers know, it's my 30th. Dirty 30. So it's a big deal. That's why I pointed out. Normally I don't. But just a little bit of FYI. Bye, guys. Love all of ya.